Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. As we are in our last week of the Advent season, we're dedicating each day to an Advent devotional, and today we'll be looking at Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Peace, Prince, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Amen. So, many of us probably already are familiar with verses 6 to 7, where it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." If you've been walking with the Lord for some time now, you probably have heard verse 6 specifically quite often, especially during the Christmas season. But this actually has so much more weight, especially for the Israelites at the time. In the time of the prophet Isaiah, Israel was undergoing a lot of persecution and suffering and oppression, specifically from the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and we'll come to see later on in the history of Israel that they are also experienced persecution and oppression from the Persians. And the prophet Isaiah says the word of the Lord that even as they walk in darkness, even those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, there is still hope, because there will be a great light, a light that shines upon his people. And the people of Israel is meant to foreshadow what will happen for all the people of God, not just the people of Israel, but even the Gentiles, including us. And so even as we're walking in darkness, even in seasons of darkness in our lives, when it feels like there's no hope, the prophet Isaiah says that we can have hope because there is a great light, the light of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And he says in verse 3 that the Lord, the zeal of the Lord is going to increase the joy of his people. There, the people are going to rejoice before him as with joy at the harvest. And the reason for this joy, as we see in verse 4, is that the Lord will end oppression for his people. It says, "For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, the Lord will break them." And this is saying that their oppression is going to end one day. Their oppression is going to end, and we see this happening through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He's going to end all oppression from sin and death. And not only that, in verse 5, he says that war is going to cease, battles are going to end. Every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. War and battles will cease. And all of this is because a child will be born, a child will be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, our Father in heaven sent us his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus is not only the fulfillment of this prophecy in Isaiah 9, but he is the the promise. He is the promise of this fulfillment. I hope that made sense. Jesus being sent is not only the fulfillment of this prophecy, but he's also the promise that this will be fulfilled. You know, as we look in our own lives today, in our own history, our society, we see that the battles and wars are continuing on. Oppression and persecution are still going on. But our hope remains the same, that Jesus, who is born, who is given to us as a child, he is our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. And on him, upon his shoulder, is the government. He is going to establish his government of peace and shalom. He's going to establish his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And that is our hope, and that is our prayer. Jesus continues to fill us with hope even today, that as we continue on in our daily walk with the Lord, we will come to see his plans come to fruition and his promises unfold, that there will be peace and shalom and righteousness and justice in our land. And so let's continue to look upon Jesus. Let's give thanks to the Lord, to our Father, for sending his Son Jesus as our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. But let's also pray that his kingdom would advance, his kingdom would unfold, and that we would see his government and his peace increase in our land today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, or whenever we're listening to this devotional. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you would continue to fill us, Lord, with the hope of Christ, that even in the midst of darkness, we have been given the light of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that there's no darkness too much for your light. Your light will always shine forth. And so, God, I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who are listening, who may be going through a tough season right now. God, I pray that you would fill them, Lord, with hope and the light of Jesus Christ. God, I also pray, Lord, that you would continue to fill us with hope as we look upon our society and this world. God, there's still so much oppression and wars and battles that occur. But Lord, we do thank you. We do thank you, Lord, that you have conquered the greatest battle of all, the oppression of sin, the battle of sin and death, the battle against our spiritual enemy, against Satan. God, we thank you, Lord, that you have conquered it all. And so, Lord, we continue to look upon you. And Lord, we ask, God, that your peace and your shalom would come in every aspect of life. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you're encouraged and reminded of the hope and the light of Jesus. And I hope that you'll come out tomorrow, continue to listen on in these Advent devotionals, and that you'll continue to walk with us with hope. Have a great day.